Later, pouring some of last year's temple tea, he says, "Tea has so much information to give. If you pay attention, you know not only the place, but how the tree grew, even the mood of the person who processed it." And that's a quote from The Life of Tea by Michael Freeman and Timothy de Offay. Hello, I'm Kyle Whittington, founder of Tea Book Club. Although I'm based in the UK, Tea Book Club is an international group of tea lovers and readers who meet up virtually each month to discuss tea books. And this book, in a word, stunning. Just stunning. By far the most beautiful tea book visually to land on my tea shelf. The coffee table book format and fabulous photography by Michael Freeman make this a treasured addition to any collection of tea books. Add to that the knowledge that pours forth in the words written by Timothy de Offay, and we have a truly special book in our hands. One of the lovely things about this book is that you don't feel that you're rereading information on tea that you've read 1,000 times before. Rather, you go on a journey to each tea type, each country, region, artisan, or tea house, and along the way, dotted throughout the text like so many villages amongst the tea mountains, are these wonderful gems and nuggets of information. There's so much to learn and absorb, both from the pictures and the text in this book. It sits at an unusual sweet spot where a visually enticing book meets a well-researched and written reference book. This is not a book that requires cover-to-cover reading. Rather, you can pick up an area, go on a journey, and then move on to another, in any order. An approach that Tea Book Club members really enjoyed. The text is so well written, with great flow, great knowledge, and great humanity, from historical and cultural context to processing details of a specific tea and the atmospheric approach up a tea mountain road. You really feel that Tim has been there, knows the farmers, the people, and the tea. The large format and visual splendour of this book is, however, perhaps its biggest sticking point, as well as what sets it so beautifully apart. It's simply not easy to read and requires effort to open and get on with. The solution, though, is to grab the Kindle copy as well for easy train or bed reading, allowing you to fly through the content-laden and beautifully written text without the heft and size of the physical book requires. That being said, I simply love this book. But I'd also love to see a paperback-sized version falling into the hands of every tea lover out there, because really, we all ought to read this book at least once. And I'd like to share with you what some Tea Book Club members thought. A great coffee table book, the text wrapped around the photography, bringing it to life. I adore it. It's definitely going to be a long-term treasure for me. The artistic quality of the depiction is so beautiful and has such integrity. It's connected things in my head. And if you'd like to join us for our next read, you can find us at Join Tea Book Club on Instagram or teabookclub.org.